Laura Stradley is the executive director of the Veterans Outreach Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going there? I mean, I know that you're busy year-round, but how are things going at the Veterans Outreach Center?
Yeah, they're going well. You know, I mean, we certainly are continuing to serve the needs of our veterans, and when we have straight through the whole pandemic. Of course, it's not without some challenge. You know, we obviously saw a lot of things change this year by how we deliver services and how we raise funds and all of that. But, you know, overall, they're going well.
I know everybody's aware of the Veterans Outreach Center, but they may not know exactly what you do. Can you give us a few things that you do provide for veterans?
Sure. Well, first of all, we're the oldest nonprofit of our kind serving veterans in the country. We were started in 1973, and we're kind of like a one-stop shop. So if a veteran's got any kind of a need or an issue, they can come to VOC, and I'm sure that we can take care of it or at least, you know, find the answer for them. We have employment and training programs, and last year we helped 230 veterans find meaningful employment here in our community.
Wow.
We also have housing programs. We've got residential facilities, homeless shelters. We have a quartermaster, which hands out food and clothing to veterans every year. We even have a morale center where we offer all kinds of things from chiropractic care, massage therapy, hydro massage, art groups, all kinds of things. Veterans
Wow.
come together, have peer support, play music together. Yeah, so we also have a partnership with the RTS, and we hand out free bus passes to every veteran. So
see, these are things
I
had no idea.
Any of that.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so the RTS partnership is new this year, and we're really excited about it. So any veteran who needs a bus pass, just come on down. We'll print that out for you, and you'll be all set.
Oh, my goodness. That's just marvelous. It's amazing. So I'm guessing that no matter what year it is, you always need funds, and I'm sure that this year has been extra difficult. Am I guessing correctly?
you are, because, you know, we do rely a lot through the summer months, especially on other groups who are creating events and donating their proceeds to us. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, that didn't happen at all this year.
Right.
You know, we've had some funding cuts in different government grant areas as well. So we would love for anybody who is available and thinking of a nice Christmas gift for somebody, maybe in the name of a veteran that they love and care about, you know, please consider us this holiday season. And also, maybe you've got, you know, some things that you'd like to donate instead of money, like food or warm clothing, hats, gloves, you know, winter gear. Any of that would be very welcomed at the VOC.
They can donate online?
Yes. VOCROC.org is the easiest way to do it.
And if they want to bring food or clothing, just bring it over to the Veterans Outreach Center?
That's right. Wear a mask. You know, they can call us at 546-1081 if they want to set it up in advance. But otherwise, they can just stop in Monday through Friday, and we'd be happy to take it.
And what's the address?
It's 459 South Ave. It's right there on the corner of South and Comfort Street is where the entrance is. Yeah.
Well, you've taught me and Christy something today, and maybe even lots of listeners. So wonderful! Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that stuff, and hopefully we'll get a couple people to donate to Veterans Outreach.
Thank you,
Laura
that
Stradley.
That would be wonderful.
Oh yeah,
thanks.
Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
If there's an organization that you would like to help us spotlight, just drop me a line at tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth on Warm 101.3.